Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, it's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. AB 351 establishes provisions governing the prescribing, dispensing, and administering of medication designed to end the life of a patient. Here's your question. In Nevada, should a physician be allowed to prescribe medication that is designed to end the life of a patient under certain circumstances? Yes or no? Is second grade too young to start educating kids about emotional and sexual abuse? 21% of those participating said no. It's a different world that we live in now. All right, I need to bring you some important numbers. This coming out Friday, always so much stuff to get to with our legislature, especially with them pushing for us to become a sanctuary state. That gets a hearing tomorrow. This is from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now, this is a part of the CDC. It's a data collection. Since, and this is just this country, since this country started vaccinating people, I just want you to know this, that there have been 2,249 deaths, 50,861 total deaths. Adverse events. They call it an event. I call it a person's life. Besides the death, 911 permanent disabilities. 19,080 prolonged hospitalizations. This is not a vaccine. It is a biological agent. Know your rights. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. The measles vaccine, chickenpox, these are well-established vaccinations. This thing that they're putting out for COVID is an experiment. It was not approved by the FDA. And nowhere, well, in our media here, are people talking about building up your immunity, making sure your body has what it needs to fight off these viruses and infections. And let me tell you, I guarantee you, the next one, the next biological event is just around the corner, and you need to be prepared for it. So we go to the experts. A man who is internationally recognized, he's an award-winning surgeon, and he is on the front line of high-dose vitamin D therapy. You're going to hear more and more and more doctors coming out about vitamin D therapy. But the man who pretty much got the ball rolling on it is Dr. Leslie Ray Matthews. Dr. Matthews, so much, thank you so much for joining me again today on the show.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
You know, we talked earlier in the year, and the fact that vitamin D is so overlooked in our healthcare today is really concerning. How do people know if they are low or have enough vitamin D in their systems. Is this something regular doctors are checking for?
At first they were not, but now I think more and more doctors have become aware of the effects of vitamin D deficiency has on the overall optimal health. You cannot be healthy being vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D really is a hormone, so it's not a true vitamin. So as a hormone, it helps your body interact with your environment. And one of the things that it does is strengthens or enhances your immune system. So you can't have a healthy immune system being vitamin D deficient. Half the world's population is vitamin D deficient. There are 7.8 billion people on the planet, and 50% of those people are vitamin D deficient. That's why these viruses are able to just travel around the globe.
Well, it was interesting because the last time that we spoke, I wanted to get more educated about vitamin D, and there are actually countries, say like China, that test for it on a regular basis, like every 6 months, the entire population.
The insurance companies in the United States do not routinely pay for vitamin D deficiency tests, and some people have told me they've had to pay $200+ out of their own pocket.
Wow.
So I think if I can educate the insurance companies, I think you'll see a change and show them how they could actually make more money with healthy people. So you have a lot of people paying an insurance, and then you have to pay out a lot of claims. So I don't think they're aware or know that yet. So if I was insurance president, I would check vitamin D levels on all my patients. I would have a very lucrative insurance company.
Yeah, because we want preventative medicine. We don't want people sick.
No.
When it comes to vitamin D, though, it's not just about your immune system. I've seen some incredible things that vitamin D is actually helping with.
Well, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I've probably done more different things with vitamin D deficiency than George Washington Carver has. Actually, I have a patent on vitamin D, high-dose mega-dose vitamin D in traumatic brain injuries. So it actually decreases swelling. It's an anti-inflammatory agent. It's an antioxidant agent, and it does a lot of different things in your body. So you have 30,000 genes in the human body. Vitamin D controls 3,000 out of 30,000 of those genes. So if you have a good understanding of biochemistry, pathophysiology, pharmacology, and so that's what makes vitamin D so hard. So you have to understand all those real well. One of the hardest
I was going to say, I don't
school.
Think a lot of my listeners have all of those degrees, Dr. Matthews. That's why we're coming to you.
Well, even my doctor friends most of them had a hard time in biochem. Biochemistry was one of the hardest courses in medical school. I think biochem was responsible for most people deciding to pursue other careers versus medical school.
Tell me about Muhammad Ali.
He was a boxer, a world heavyweight champion 3 times. From just getting hit to the head, you get a lot of chronic injuries just like football players. They get chronic traumatic encephalopathy. They can get Parkinson's and other diseases because, God didn't design the head to be hit on a frequent basis. So you get chronic inflammation, which over time basically poke little holes in the capillaries in your brain, and then protein begin to leak out. And once those protein leak out, and then you have those neurons that get tangled up, and it causes all type of abnormalities depending on which area the brain is in.
So really, from the anti-inflammatory part of it, this is something that not only insurance companies should be looking at, I'm thinking the NFL should be looking at it as well. And even
Great. You're right. You're totally correct about that, Monica. Actually, I've worked with football teams and a high school football team. You can look it up. Martin Luther King High School, starting back in 2011. There were 100 football players. They played 14 games at 6A level football. Only had one concussion the whole year. And so these kids were more worried about playing time than they were concussions. And so off that football team in 2011, they had 25 of them that got scholarships, mostly at D1 college football areas. A lot of them went to the SEC. Three or four of them in the pros now, CFL, NFL. And they only had one fracture that year. Then the next year, they had 24 players that got D1 scholarships. So actually, your skull is a bone. So we have thin skulls. If you look at rams butt head all day. They don't get headaches, they don't get tired, and they don't get concussions, or they wouldn't butt heads. So a woodpecker slams his head into a tree 17,000 times a day. He doesn't get knocked out because he has a relatively thick skull in relationship to his body. So the thicker you make your skull is, that kinetic energy or force when you hit somebody gets transmitted through the bone versus the soft tissue of your head. And vitamin D or hormone D is also preventive. So if you do get a concussion, you'll heal faster because it's an anti-inflammatory agent. So it does two things. It's preventive and it's also help you heal.
Okay, I'm thinking there's got to be a politician's joke in there somewhere since politicians are always butting heads. But we'll move on
vitamin
from that.
D works for-
What is the best way for people to get vitamin D? And is this something, should they be talking to their doctors about it? Or should they just go to the vitamin counter and get vitamin D3?
No, it's a hormone, and you have to worry about a thing called vitamin D toxicity, even though it's very rare. So remember, this is a hormone. It's not just a regular supplement. So you should get your vitamin D level checked. You need to keep it at a certain range. So this should be monitored by your physician. You can get it done on your yearly physical exam if you ask your physician to, just a simple blood draw.
Well, and since, you know, most of the time when people go in for their yearly physicals, they're getting their blood drawn anyway, so why not just test for that one other thing?
Yeah, I get mine drawn every year. When I was working as a trauma surgeon, I was working 80 to 100 hours a week, you know, 7 days a week, so I never could get outside. So as a result, I took supplements or the soft gels, and because only 10% of vitamin D comes from your diet. 90% comes from the sun striking your skin, and then you can only make vitamin D in the northern hemisphere from late March through early October. So if you stand outside between those months, fall and winter, you're just getting sunburned. You're not making any vitamin D. Then during those months that you can make vitamin D, you can only make it from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's why I say it's complicated. Most physicians don't understand the biochemistry of it. You have to understand pharmacology. There are certain medications that affect your vitamin D level. If you're on steroids, you're on seizure medications, you're on HIV medications, these decrease your vitamin D levels, and also certain conditions. If you have, you need a healthy liver, healthy skin, and healthy kidneys to make vitamin D, and then you need a healthy sun. So if there is, you live in an area with a lot of pollution, you can't make healthy vitamin D. You live in Seattle, Washington, that's cloudy all the time, and it blocks the sun, you can't make a lot of vitamin D. You live in areas where people wear long clothes, like the ladies that wear the burqas, they're covered head to toe 24 hours. So you go to Dubai, which is one of the richest countries on the planet, they have a severe vitamin D deficiency because they're covered all the time and it's hot over there. So the women usually, as a result, have high, you know, mortality rates during pregnancy, and the men, a lot of them have diabetes by the time they're 35.
That is very interesting, and I'm thinking now maybe something good did come out of spring break, that all those kids down there getting their vitamin D. Dr. Matthews, how can people follow you and your incredible breakthroughs, especially with vitamin D research?
Okay, well, a lot of things I put my thoughts on my Facebook page, Leslie Ray Matthews. I have an Instagram page, Dr. Leslie R. Matthews, and you can Google my name, Leslie Ray Matthews. There are a lot of videos and a lot of articles I've written on Google. So those are three best ways to get in contact with me.
Absolutely fantastic. And I thank you once again for joining us here in Northern Nevada. This is such great information that people really need to find for themselves, share with their doctors, so we can have a healthier humanity. Dr. Matthews, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me again, Monica. Have a great day.
You too. See, this is how we share the information. Who would have known that about vitamin D? Did you learn something from that? Talk to your doctor. Get a simple blood test. Find out what your levels are and get outside in the sunshine. Get outside. This is how we have a healthier way of life. Not by jabbing ourselves or letting others jab us with toxic chemicals. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is Alexa with Not Headline News. The Friends reunion shoots this week. I can't wait to see my favorite TV legends reunite. and also Matt LeBlanc. Lori Loughlin's husband is out of jail after serving 5 months in the college scandal. Is 5 months away from that family really punishment? Chris Hemsworth thinks his muscular physique has kept him from being taken seriously as an actor. You and me both, reply Queen Latifah. The Perseverance rover discovered a green substance on Mars. So you blew $3 billion on a mission to look at space snot. Nice job, NASA. Amazon said it will address that issue of their drivers having to pee into bottles. In fact, on their list of problems to solve, it's number one. And that's not headline news.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm going to cut it right there because we're going to go to Gene. He wants to talk about a couple of topics. But Gene, you got about 4 minutes. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I just wanted to say on the front end on Coca-Cola, with respect to that All-Star game, you know, Coca-Cola is so second rate compared to Pepsi. I don't know how they stay in business. But apart from that, the narrative is really this. And on all the states that are rewriting or adjusting their voting laws, so the 47 states that are proactively moving on the integrity of their voting laws and maintaining the integrity of elections, a lot of this has to do with not so much the election we just had, but it's the firewall Americans from what it resides in AB or Senate Bill 1 and House Bill and HB 1, the national voting bill being put forth by the Democrats, which institutionalizes with their finger, their middle finger in the face of every American, institutionalizes the illegal immigrants going into the polling booth with impunity and no recourse for anyone, public or private, to intervene with it. I think that that's the big overriding issue. But I also wanted to say that there are some senators who are very vulnerable, and even Mr. Manchin today, the Senator Manchin, said he may not go along with an increase in the corporate tax rate that the Democrats want. And there are a couple other senators in trouble that, apart from Senator Masto and Senator Rosen here in Nevada, that the listeners can start to call, who are in big political trouble, who can be swayed to vote a different direction, I think, in this fight over SB 1 and HR 1. And that would be Senator John Tester of Montana, who's in a big trouble in Montana. Also, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who I think is on the cusp of re-caucusing away from the Democrats. And I don't know her name in Arizona, whose state is now being overrun by illegal immigration, the new Democratic senator there. I would behoove the listeners and those who are proactive in contacting legislators to call these three senators and hold their feet to the fire on this national legislation that threatens the integrity of our elections, as your guest said the other day, with in perpetuity.
Yeah.
So this was on my mind this morning, and so I thought I would call and put that out there for people to consider this morning, if they have extra time to spend on the phone, to call Mr. Tester, Mr. Manchin, and the gal from Arizona and hold their feet to the fire on the voting bill.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up about Montana, because so many people that I hear, you know, if they don't go to Texas or Florida in their move, they talk about Montana. And I just want people to understand that some of the biggest liberals in this country are buying up Montana. So I would not look at that really as a great option. I mean, Bill Gates is buying tens of thousands of acres there. We've already got, Ted Turner, and it's just something people really need to think about when they keep saying, oh, well, I'm going to move out of Nevada. Let me tell you, DeSantis, Abbott, they're not going to be governors forever. So choose wisely your fight. I choose to stay here and fight for Nevada. So, Gene, thank you so much for bringing up those topics, and hopefully people are paying more attention.
Very well. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Gene. Always great to have Gene on. You just such insight. You know, I can sit here and go on and on and on about things, but until other people call in, see, it's not just me. It's not just you. We have the support out there. We have the numbers. We just have to make our voices heard. And speaking of our voices being heard, do you know FM News and Talk on 99.1 and 92.3? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to prove it in the next half hour. So be listening for your chance to win, because today is Tahoe Tavern Tuesday. That's what we'll call it. It's a $25 experience for you at Tahoe Tavern. You can go to the lake, have some fun, you know, take your special someone or a friend, have a nice evening, a fantastic lunch. So many options. Be listening for your chance to win. But you've got to know these radio stations. You've got to know 99.1 and 92.3, and I'll make it more evident with our talk and text question coming up in just a few minutes. So right now, we've got a Fox News update. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And whatever time I can get from you, if you missed any part of today's program, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcasts. So if you missed our interview with Dr. Matthews on vitamin D, it's really important to hear and to share. You should check it out for yourself. Also, some of the things that I brought up on the show today, you can find on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. Just pull down the schedule, hit weekdays, and then click on my picture, and everything you need to know is right there for you. I'll even have the videos of the doctors talking and everything like that. So just as a reminder, Kristen Sinema is the Arizona Democrat who Gene and I were talking about earlier. And I would like to point out that, yes, she is a Democrat, but she's also an independent thinker. When President Trump was giving the State of the Union address, when all the Democrat women dressed in white, blah, 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 and Donald Trump, President Trump, was expounding on some of the positive things that he had done, she was actually the only Democrat that stood up and applauded. So you might remember that. And then, of course, sitting next to her, our very own Jackie Rosen, who was scowling at her. I hope you remember that. So there are some Democrats who are free thinkers out there, independent thinkers. So call the Democrats as well. It's so important. And that is on the state level as well. Let these people know, especially here in Northern Nevada, we are going to work so hard to unseat every single Democrat in the next election. Teresa Benitez Thompson, all the rest, to hopefully not ever hold office again. Because guess what? Yeah. They want to make this an illegal alien state, a sanctuary. All right. I want to read an email from a listener that I just received, and I'm not going to say his name, because I think this was private to me, but I just want everybody to know. Hi, Monica. Due to being exposed to many people in my job, I decided to get the vaccinations, hoping that I wouldn't bring the virus home to my family and infecting my family. After the first shot of Pfizer, I experienced heart palpitations that were concerning enough that I went to my doctor. Then a few weeks later, I got the second shot and the heart palpitations returned. I don't know why it was happening, but Now I'm undergoing a series of cardiology tests. None of the doctors that I talked to made any attempt to acknowledge or connect the shots to my symptoms. They just seemed to stay mute when I talked about it, as though they're not supposed to acknowledge such complaints. So my reactions to the shots were not recorded by anyone. And if that happened in my case, there are probably many more people that do experience reactions that do not get recorded. So as I'm going through these CDC numbers, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System for the COVID vaccine, remember, it has only been out for a little over 3 months. These numbers go from December 26th to March 26th. So far, 2,249 people, they have connected to the vaccines that have died. Now, 50,861 have had adverse reactions. 19%. This is from the data coming from the CDC that others aren't putting out for you. 19% of the deaths of those more than 2,200 were related to cardiac disorders. If you decide, because it is your choice, to take any vaccination, but again, it's not a vaccination. It has not been approved by the FDA. I'm praying for you. I'm on your side. But just know that you are playing Russian roulette with your life. And that this virus that the media has brought so much fear into, so much fear, has a 99.6% survival rate. The CDC has admitted that out of all of the deaths from COVID, only 9%, out of all those hundreds of thousands that they keep throwing those numbers at you, only 9% of those people actually died from COVID. Why are we so controlled by the media that we are so afraid to catch a cold? That's what the coronavirus is. Coronavirus is a cold virus. It's a bad case. The best thing you can do for yourself is herd immunity. And that's not from me. That's from a lot of scientists and doctors out there. Israel, check the numbers. Watch Israel. This is coming from the Global Research Institute. 58%. Of all of their people that have gotten vaccines, which they are the number one country for vaccinations because they have the full-on passport. You don't go into a grocery store. You don't go into a bank. You don't travel anywhere unless you have the COVID passport. Talk about the killing off of Jews. And that's in Israel. 58% of all of the people vaccinated are having severe adverse effects. So, what do you do when OSHA walks in? I just received, and Mr. B, you know I'm praying for you. You've listened for a long time. You know you're in my heart. What happens when people say, well, how do we fight back? We're locked down. It's the county. It's the state. Blah, 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 blah. Blah. It's called stand up. Stand up for yourself. I hope you have heard the audio from the pastor calling law enforcement Nazis and running them out of his church during Passover service. That is a man who I would like to shake his hand. If you have not heard that audio, you need to find it. But that's in Canada, where they're fighting back. This audio comes from a restaurant where, well, officials, representatives came in to shut the restaurant down. This is what the restaurant goers had to say.
So, we just got file on health inspector here.
I am a woman and I'm on the law.
Health inspector.
Can you see the signs on the door there? So, trespass. Okay, can you understand what you're doing here? Trespassing.
The restaurant owner knows her rights.
You would agree. Okay. All right.
Well, we are.
So, they're giving her all the paperwork. What is this? Those are the restaurant goers. And they drove the health department and law enforcement out of the restaurant. Don't wait until it's too late to stand up for the businesses that you love, for the people that you love, because this is complete and utter tyranny. It's not about a COVID jab. At this point, it's not even about an election. It's about a world takeover. It's about a global reset that I've been telling you about that is not conspiracy theory, because the people themselves, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they say it themselves. Justin Trudeau, Prince Charles. It's easy to find on the internet because they don't hide their evil. This is to control your life. There's nothing else to it. It's world dominance. Just without the bombs this time. Well, at least we hope. It's not over yet. There's still more to come. There's a bigger pandemic that is coming, even though it'd probably be the first pandemic, because this one wasn't a pandemic. All right, let's do this. You know the talk and text line, but this is just for texting. Just texting. Okay, you got that? Let's do this. If you would like a wonderful, wonderful adventure at Tahoe Tavern, well, I've got it for you right now. Okay? Radio stations, but you have to know the radio stations that you listen to. So do you know FM News and Talk on 99.1 and 92.3? Here's your question. Text in the answer. You got 90 seconds. Radio stations have what are referred to as call letters. What are the call letters for 99.1 FM News Talk or 92.3 FM Talk? Text your answer right now, 884-9910. You got 90 seconds, and you will be the winner of that Tahoe Tavern certificate. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's time to wrap up the show today, and I want you to keep a couple of things in mind, and that is huge news from Missouri. The Missouri Senate has passed an amendment to ban COVID-19 vaccination passports. So Missourians should be able to travel and work and shop and go to school without permission of the COVID tyrants. And here's something pretty good. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, I love saying that name. She is absolutely awesome. She introduced a proposal to bar vaccine passports. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. She introduced the proposal on April 1st, and no, it's not an April Fool's joke, that would ban COVID-19 vaccination mandates as well. So we need to contact Congressman Amade and urge him to sign on to this, if not even co-sponsor it. This is what has to happen. And I leave you with this from New Mexico. NMStandsUp.org. This was started by an attorney there. It is cease and desist all COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Experimental COVID-19 vaccines have not gone through the full Food and Drug Administration FDA approval process and are authorized for emergency use only. According to FDA 21, U.S. Code 36 or 360 BBB-3, authorization for medical products for use in emergencies. Medical products which have been granted emergency use authorization may not be compulsory and must be voluntary only after full informed consent. Thus, mandate of experimental COVID-19 vaccines or any pressure or coercion to consent to them violates federal law. Private businesses are liable for damages caused by the experimental shots if employees are not given full freedom of choice without threat of consequences. Government officials who impose COVID-19 vaccine mandates can be held personally liable for violating federal law, which requires full voluntary and full informed consent to any product marketed under the emergency use authorization. NMStandsUp.org. Print it off for yourself. If your employer is requiring it of you, let them know that they are violating federal law and they will be liable for your healthcare. As I read an email earlier, Monica, the same thing happened to my 83-year-old mother after the vaccine. She now has shortness of breath, chronic dizziness, overall decline in her cardiovascular system. Doctors will not acknowledge the timing or correlation to the shot. They're not. They're just going to hope you survive. This is a mass extinction event. They've told you from the beginning that it's about depopulation. So who are the first to get the vaccines, to get this shot. The elderly, because they will be easily affected. The frontline workers and the military, because those are the people who will fight back. Just make sure you are 100% fully informed. The information is out there. You just have to look. I'll give you some leads on the website, 991fmtalk.com. It's the Monica Jay Show. Log on to my webpage. Make sure you contact your legislators today. The hearing is for tomorrow. Will you allow Nevada to become a sanctuary state to criminals who, well, doesn't seem to be a problem if they get tested for COVID or vaccinations? Don't you find that interesting? It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. Love you. Have a great day. Be informed. With 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.